I love where our wideouts are right now. I know we've had some injuries, but I like where we're at. I feel good about 1 through 8 of being able to contribute for us. Like, all different skill sets, we're going to have to figure out how to put them in and figure out those positions, personnel groupings, and we'll get to the regular season for that. But I feel really good with where our wideouts are. Josh has a good comfort level with them, and I know we haven't got some preseason games with them. You know, it was good to get Curtis back yesterday, kind of moving around, and we'll obviously ramp him back up. But I have no questions with our wideouts going into the season.
So you're the one. Joe Brady, offensive coordinator. I guess if there were one person that would you'd want to have no questions about, other than usage and all the other things he said, it would be the offensive coordinator of the team. That's the guy you really need to have this figured out. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Sigmund Bloom, Sal Capaccio today. The Buccaneers are next for the Bills on Saturday night in Tampa. They announced that Baker Mayfield will skip this game, so he'll not. He might have played it the first one, but I think maybe this means he won't have played at all. More and more common to skip the entire preseason. No Mayfield. No Chris Godwin, Bulldog. You were excited to see Chris Godwin, but he is not healthy.
Yeah, really hurts his ADP.
Yeah, it's taking a beating. You're right.
How was that with the lingo?
Very accurate.
Doing okay, yeah.
But
very natural, too.
He is someone that really kind of started off on the wrong foot this offseason. I mean, coming off injuries, one of the first things that was said about Godwin was an announcement maybe by Todd Bowles, their coach, that he had needed a second procedure. Uh-oh.
Right. Well, this is why, you know, within reason, you don't necessarily decide who you're drafting, even with your premium picks, based on what you've got in-house and what you think, you know, you should have. Because I don't know, as the draft was coming, maybe they were really worried about Godwin when they picked Ibuka. But they wouldn't have known that McMillan was going to suffer a very serious neck injury that could cost him half the season, or who knows, even more. So they've, you know, at the time, it's like, wow, they've got Evans and Godwin coming back and this McMillan who kind of emerged last year. What are they doing? And it turns out their top two receivers for the opener are likely to be the guy they drafted and Mike Evans, and everybody, the other two guys of the group, you know, the key top end guys, are not going to be available.
That's how it looks. McMillan for sure, Godwin almost definitely as well, to miss the beginning of the season. Yeah, don't draft for need. I mean, you're sort of making a case that they might have known there was some need there that we didn't.
Yeah, right.
But what they did, and I think anybody around here has the right to be jealous of this. And the Bills, of course, have been very successful, but receiver is always under scrutiny here. The Bucs took the thing they were best at and drafted more of that, which I think is very hot. Like, that's, of course, talk about confirming priors. This is me doing that again, because that's what I want from my team, is I want deadly outside weapons, game changers. And the Bucs have, you know, maybe they have three at this point with Ibuka. I wonder if he would play in this game. I would think maybe not.
I'd be stunned if anyone that they're counting on to be on the field for the first snaps of the regular season plays in this game almost across the league.
I think what I'm falling for here, because you're right to sort of jump in on me on that, is a little bit of the old school four preseason game world, where this is the last one, but it's also the third one, and maybe your guys just have not, like, this is the Bills. I mean, just have not really done any preseason work yet. So wouldn't you want a little bit, with there still being 2 full weeks plus before the regular season starts? But I guess no is what teams are probably going to decide mostly.
Which I still think generally is the right approach. I mean, I know we'll see. I mean, teams, the Bengals took Joe Burrow and their number one offense out for a pretty extensive spin in the game on Monday night. And I think they played in the first one as well.
That's right.
And, you know, what? Why are they doing that? Well, notoriously here, for a few seasons running, they've had slow starts, right? 0-3 last year, maybe 0-2 the year before. And, you know, you can dig, they dug out of 0-2 the year before. 0-3, they never really did. And they So we want to make sure we don't fall into that again. So they're buying the reps mattering and the momentum that the offense will be feeling going into the regular season, that will help them start better. And, you know, we'll anecdotally out here, some will, I don't think I will, but I think the league pays attention. If the Bengals start 3-0 after doing that, maybe more teams next summer, especially if they have a slow start to the regular season, this could even include the Bills, who knows, right? If it just does not go well early and they haven't played at all, like I don't know yet, but it would surprise me. I've been surprised before, though. Like, if Allen saw the field at all in this Tampa game, he has played in this game before, just a series, just to get out there, right? Cadence, communication with the coordinator, whatever. But if a team starts slow and they haven't played at all, some of them will switch. Because I think more, I'm not tracking this, so I don't have data for you, but just observationally speaking, it feels like maybe more teams have swung a little bit back to playing guys. Like, the Rams were the extreme. We're not playing at all. Just forget it. The preseason doesn't matter. We're not exposing these guys. And some teams followed suit. And I feel like there's been a little swing back on that. But that might just be the games I happen to be watching. You know, I watched Washington and Cincinnati on Monday night. And, of course, the starting players on both sides of the ball.
You got both.
Played some in that game. But I'm good without doing it. So I kind of hope Allen doesn't even make a cameo just to, you know, get in the huddle once, because that's what I think practice is for, and especially a joint practice. Now, the Bills only had one of those, like one day of that with the Bears. Other teams have done, you know, more than one. Like, I don't know that anyone's done more than two, but some teams, Miami, for example, has done this more than once this summer.
Bills favored by 3. Isn't this from that one ranking we talked about last week, the teams with the two worst backup quarterbacks?
Well, I know the Bills are down there. And, yeah, you said Trask was the only one behind Trubisky.
Right.
Yeah.
31 and 32.
Yeah.
Bills road favorites.
Well,
I think that means you should take them.
It's because they got whooped last week, and they'll be out to, like, you know, send a message that they're not a doormat.
Absolutely. It's about time they sent that message. Four bad games in a row on defense.
Possibly be.
You waiting for that?
Not that that's the Bills' motivation, but like the betting market?
No.
I don't know. What else are you.
The betting market, it's why the Bears were the bet on Sunday. Look at me now. I know how it's going to go. Is that what I sound like?
Well, yeah, but because the ones were going to play and the Bills weren't. But if none of the ones are playing, why are the Bills favored? Because they got their asses kicked last week and they're going to try to get it right. It's the only thing I think you'd have to stand on there.
There's probably some evaluation of the second string, right? I mean, not every backup is created equal around, you know, per position. So maybe there's reason to think like the offensive line or something. I don't know. There's an answer. Yep. There's an answer.
I'll ask Sam on Friday. You won't be here, but I will.
I miss Sam a bunch.
I will ask Sam about that.
He's out there in Vegas getting pizza, betting on the NFL.
Out in Vegas getting pizza,
isn't it? He's out there doing stuff. I just have draft after draft here. Friday for me is the Bourbon Trail, which I've never done.
All right, well.
Whatever that is.
I assume it's a tour you can hopefully be guided and driven to.
A guided bourbon tour.
That you don't have to drive.
At. It's like a pub crawl for bourbon.
Yeah.
And hopefully I don't have to pedal like one of those.
Oh, man.
Those beer.
Just get out of here with that.
Imagine a bunch of us doing that.
You are never getting me on one of those.
It'll be my first time in Louisville.
All right.
And we have two drafts Saturday, two drafts Sunday, and then we'll trek home for whatever's next. Sigmund Bloom today.
I saw.
Speaking of fantasy.
Yeah.
He DM'd me with some Bills takes. He wanted to bounce a couple of Bills takes off me. And I responded and then said, hey, are you free later? And I wonder if he sort of, he did go through with it, but I wonder if he was hesitant to DM me thinking that he's walking into a trap.
This is going to end up in me devoting 20 minutes of my afternoon to you if I reach out to you.
Whether he believes it or not, there are times when I have not asked him on. Like, there are times when I do
interact with him and not.
I do have this instinct with plenty of people. Like, yeah, it's too recent.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it. But, you know, he said he can't wait.
I am like this with Tyler Dunn. Like, we will text now and then about music or what, you know, whatever. And I sometimes will think, hey, what are you doing? And other times I think, okay, don't do that this time. Because I like hearing from him and I like exchanging ideas with him, even, you know, non-football related ideas. And I don't want to have him feel like you're describing that. I don't want to be reluctant to text me because he feels like it's going to end with him having to either say, yes, I'll give you 20 minutes, or no, and then feel bad or something, or even just a little bit bad. Like, no,
people should be able once in a while to reach out to you socially and not get asked for
a favor, basically.
For a favor,
right?
That's what it they should being. Be able to do that.
Yes.
Well, today, as it happens, Sigmund was asked, and he'll be on. He just was texting me about
good
timing and such. Sal will be on later as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.